AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Donald Trump's incoming chief of staff says Democrats are engaging in a spin job by suggesting that Trump's election victory has been tainted by Russian meddling.
The repudiation from Reince Priebus came a day before Electoral College members cast their official votes on behalf of Trump.
If there is this conclusive opinion among all of these intelligence agencies, then they should issue a report or they should stand in front of a camera and make the case.
Democrats like Hillary Clinton's campaign chairman, John Podesta, are suggesting Trump's win is tainted by Russian meddling.
A foreign adversary directly intervened into our democratic institution and tried to tilt the election to Donald Trump.
Podesta appeared on Meet the Press. Priebus was on Fox News Sunday. Shelley Adler, Washington.
A nearly four-day ban on drinking the water in Corpus Christi, Texas, was lifted on Sunday. Mayor Dan McQueen announced that test results showed no contamination due to a chemical leak.
The results from the 30 samples yesterday from EPA and TCEQ are currently at non-detect.
We're coming off a very cold weekend for parts of the U.S. National Weather Service meteorologist Patrick Burke says an Arctic air mass chilled the Rockies, Plains, and Midwest regions.
Sunday morning, Oklahoma City was down to 4 degrees above zero, which tied a record for the date. Records were set throughout the Plains states, minus 20 degrees at Sioux City, Iowa. The nation's low was minus 39 in Hoover, South Dakota.
Security officials in Jordan say four gunmen have been killed after a series of attacks left 10 other people dead, at least 34 people wounded in Sunday's violence, one of the bloodiest attacks in Jordan in recent memory. Chinese cities are limiting the number of cars on roads and have shut down factories to cut down pollution during a national red alert for smog. This is AP Radio News. Jet-setting Hungarian actress Zsa Gabor has died at the age of 99. The great aunt of Paris Hilton was a celebrity for much more than her acting. The AP's Hilal Atali remembers 1989, when Gabor was caught with no license and an open container of alcohol in her Rolls Royce.
She got into some kind of an altercation with a policeman and slapped him. And this led to a real circus-like trial with her cracking jokes all the way through it. It became known, I guess, like the slap heard around the world.
In a 1989 interview, Zsa Gabor told the AP her many marriages would overshadow everything else she did in her life.
Unfortunately, I think about those idiotic marriages, and I've done so much. I paint, I write, I wrote in the Olympics, I have gold medal. But they will only remember, I made lots of movies, I have Emmy Awards, I'm up for the Emmy Award this year. They'll only remember those big mistakes I made, which weren't mistakes at the time, they were all wonderful.
I'm Sandy Kozel.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.